And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray and Rock God Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup in the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock God Rick Maxa in the Mighty 1090 studios. Captain Marcus Medak from the New Loan, literally fresh off one of the most epic local trips in history of San Diego sport fishing here. We're talking all about it this morning.
I mean, that's the truth, man. Absolutely. I mean, it really, really is. That's, you heard Captain Frank Lopresti. This is, you know, stuff that just doesn't happen like this. World-class giant tuna fishing going on in the New Loan on a day-and-a-half trip. It's so cool what's happening right now. And like you said, I don't know if anybody's paid attention, but it's the end of November.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking about Thanksgiving.
Marcus
and I were talking during the break about, you know, scheduling issues because there's a little holiday. It's Thanksgiving time. You know what I mean? It's wild what's going on right now. We're having such a great time, and we want you to be a part of it. Give us a call if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning. There's two ways that you can do that. First is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's the local number. Or you can reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only is Marcus in here dialing us all in on the cool gear and the cool techniques, telling us about this great trip, providing all this great fishing information, also super generous, giving away a one-day trip to go fishing aboard the New Loan. So one lucky caller is going to get in on all the great things we hear from the New Loan, fantastic boat and crew and the whole nine. You're going to get to go fishing and get in on all
next
that
season
fun.
On the New Loan out of Point Loma Sport Fish. That's going to be pretty fabulous. You know, Thanksgiving also means that your San Diego County Ford dealers have the sell-a-thon.
Yes.
Sell-a-thon, I always say it, best time to buy a new Ford car or truck because they have huge factory incentives. And in fact, Marcus was just talking about his new Ford F-150. You love that truck, huh?
I think it's awesome. It's the best car I've ever had.
That's right.
Yeah, it's the 150 with the aluminum body. They're amazing. They drive like a luxury car.
I know. It's unbelievable. It's totally awesome. I got the thing. I've always been a Ford guy, pretty much. I had an F-150 before that, an O2. But the difference
That's
is
cool.
Absolutely unbelievable. And I lobster fish too, so I haul a lot of weight around on the thing, and I put my trap trailer back there. You can't even feel the thing.
That's right.
Yeah. It's
still
unbelievable.
Still driving like a limousine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And without the trailer, it's like a Mustang. It's like, yeah, I mean, got to really watch the speedometer.
Yeah, got a lot of power. No, that's the amazing thing about it. You can still haul around fish guts and lobster gear and fish gear, and it still drives like a dream. So take advantage of it. Your San Diego County Ford dealers now, all the holidays, they have the sell-a-thon, and this is they give huge factory incentives.
You get free money.
And Mark Wheeler from Antonius Ford always told me, he just says, just buy your cars and trucks during the sell-a-thon. You won't be sorry. For
good
sure.
Dope.
So check
I
it
think
out.
I missed it, but
yeah.
But I think he gave me a pretty good deal.
Right?
Yeah.
You're
in Wheeler country. That's right.
That's right.
I did.
You bought it from Antonius Ford.
I did. I live right behind there. So,
oh, okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Mark took good care of you?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a great spot. All the San Diego County Ford dealers do a fantastic job. Steve Moat, good morning.
Hello, Pete.
Hi, Steve.
Hey, Rockstar Rick. Hi, Marcus. Good to hear from you guys.
Hey.
I'm just following up on my call from a couple weeks ago when I was touting the Searcher for their assistance to helping CCA be recognized as a pro-fishing organization as opposed to some perceptions people had about our conservation component of our name. At any rate, I had the anti-trip to Pete's trip to Guadalupe last week. We had limits of wind. First 3 days, it blew 20-plus around the clock, oftentimes much harder than that.
Oh.
There was quite a learning curve for people trying to, Captain kept saying, stay in touch with your bait. Well, when there's 40 feet of line flying in the air like you were fly casting, it's a little difficult to stay in touch with your bait when the boat's swinging her hips.
The place
like
can get windy.
A slow motion hula dancer. But you know, it was great. I woke up yesterday morning after my first night home, and I was still doing the James Brown shuffle across my bedroom floor on my way to the bathroom. It's kind of the residual rock and roll.
Yeah.
But you know, the attitude of the searcher crew, their upbeat nature just kept the vibe cool,
nice.
Kept everybody settled down. Their ability to deconstruct hammocks constructed out of 80-pound spectra was just amazing. The patience they have and the skill with being able to tell the difference between seven different line leader setups and kind of unweave the mess. It was a display of professionalism that I really appreciated it.
Yeah, Art and the gang. Was Art running the boat?
Yes, we had Art and we had Aaron and we had Ryan 1 and Ryan 2 and we had Benjamin, a great young man, really up-and-coming deckhand. He's going to be good for the industry.
Yeah.
But one of the things that was interesting, because it was so frustrating fishing the fly line, our buddy Dale broke out a balloon on Monday. And he worked it, and he worked it, and he worked it, and he finally got bit. He ended up with a jackpot fish on the balloon. Well, after his success, suddenly we had 12 people in the transom flying balloons 100 yards off the boat with absolutely no idea what was going on out there. And Art, he kind of told us, you know, the balloon thing kind of gives you a sense of security, but the tangles that ensued from having all that line that far out really, really caused them to have to really step up. You got six guys and three deckhands picking up the transom. Trying to sort it out. They did a great job of making it happen.
Good job.
Nice.
Well, Steve, nice report, and sure appreciate that. You know, even in tough weather, you caught some fish and had a great time aboard the Searcher. Thanks, Steve, for the report. Appreciate that very much.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Let's talk to Sam. He's calling us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I've been waiting for this time of the year. I did get out and get them last year, but I have every time I went out on a boat this year, they changed the venue, so I'm looking forward to going out. But my question is you know, J-hook, circle hook, what size you taking, and are, you know, how heavy are the sinkers, and are glow sinkers, you know, for your rubber band rigs a good idea, or are you just using regular sinkers?
I use circle hooks for pretty much any tuna where I think it's got to be over 60 pounds, unless I'm using real heavy gear. You know, like if we're using a real big bait on a heavy 200-pound one on leader or something, I'll use a J-hook. But other than that, I always use circle hooks. Real hard to say the size because every manufacturer has different size hooks. So they're anywhere from 4.0 to 7.0 could be appropriate. You just need to have a selection, and it's hard to say exactly which ones. If they are Gamakatsus, we're for the most part yesterday using like 5.0s. If they're Eagle Claws, you go a little bit bigger, 7.0s maybe. But it depends on which ones. I don't think anybody was using glow sinkers yesterday morning. Last year there was some good success with them. I wouldn't shy away from them, but we've caught hundreds of fish without glow sinkers. They're certainly not necessary.
I would say one of those things, too, with when it comes to hook size, is there's not a better resource in the world than the crew that works on that boat.
Right.
You know, and get what you feel is appropriate, but for God's sakes, if you're going to this big fish arena, like, grab Marcus, grab any one of the guys on the deck, and in 2 seconds, they're going to be like, yep, you're all good, or, you know what, man, you need something a little bigger, or, you know what, man, that's too big, and you can run up to Point Loma, you can run up to Fisherman's, whatever, and just get, you know, the minor amount that you need. But there's just no reason not to talk to a Marcus or a crew member, because it's lifetime cool stuff right now. You know, I mean, make sure you're dialed, because the one thing about big fish fishing, too, if it's not right, a big fish will expose whatever problem is in your gear like other ones won't. You can make all kinds of mistakes catching 30-pounders, and the fish still comes aboard.
Yeah, but if it's not right, it's going to go away.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Scott Sherman, good morning.
Hey, guys. You guys are killing me this morning. something must be wrong. I'm getting ready for the desert, and you guys are talking about bluefin. So, I mean, it's not normal. That's
they don't
sure.
live
the
in
desert
the desert.
Can wait.
Yeah, no doubt. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah. Hey, quick question. How many miles out are these fish? I mean, I've got a couple of days before we take off to the desert, so I'm thinking maybe about gassing up the Parker and making a run if it's within distance.
You know, it's been moving around quite a bit. It depends on the day. There's been big bluefin the last couple of weeks, anywhere from 40 miles to 80 miles. Depends on the day.
That's within range. So I mean, maybe I'm gonna go.
It's within range for sure.
And the weather looks good. I haven't looked.
Supposed to be gorgeous.
Yeah.
If you go on Thursday, I bet it's going to be totally empty out there.
Yeah,
no doubt, man.
Nobody out there. That's so the day to go.
I'll be in the desert then, but I tell you, with the Parker and the way the weather forecast looks for, I mean, I can do 40 miles in a couple hours easy.
Well, better send it.
Yeah, you guys are talking me into it. It sounds like it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity here at the end of November.
I mean, they're only 150-pounders on November 19th. No big deal, you know?
I don't think it's the first time it's happened, that kind of fishing. Randy told me a few stories, and I remember it when I was a kid back in the, I think it was 86. I'm not sure exactly. It was in the mid to late 80s. I remember there was a really good run of big bluefin on Cortez Bank. Really good run. Late in the year, I was junior high at the time, probably. I think it was the same size fish. I remember looking at Western Outdoor News. There were a few yachts that were actually landing some that were over 200 pounds, but there were, Randy told me his stories. He was working up on the Tornado at the time, and he said they had days where, everybody had one on, or most of the guys would have one on. They just wouldn't land very many because they didn't have the braid. They didn't have two speeds. Everyone was using 4.0s and 6.0s, and they were hooking them. The opportunity was there. So it's not the first time.
Your big fish rig was a 6.0 with, 80-pound Andy.
Right, you don't catch them that way.
Yeah, indeed. Hey, Scott, nice to hear from you. Good luck on your trip. Thanks a lot for the call. Go fishing, indeed.
All right, hey, with that, speaking of going fishing, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, the Catch Report sponsored by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros, because once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish to your specs, as well as offer you the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the landing. Let's talk to the man, Captain Dave Hansen. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, Pete. Hey, Marcus.
Hey.
Dude, you are the man. That is mind-boggling.
That's so rad.
What you've been able to do this year. That is absolutely spectacular, guys. It means a lot when you can go out there and do that all the time on a sport boat with all those people. That is amazing. Absolutely
awesome.
Amazing. The neat thing about on our boat is we have control over the one fish at a time that we catch. But to do what Marcus does, that is mind-boggling. Absolutely mind-boggling.
Imagine
so,
having 15 of those hanging at one time, huh?
Oh, my God. My hat is off to you. We have a hard time when we hook three little baby bonita.
Pretty cool stuff.
I think you guys got some nice bluefin the last couple of years.
Yeah, we got lucky. We get them on the 200-pound braid and the 400-pound leader and the yummy flyer, and we don't let them touch the pole.
efficient rig.
Absolutely. We don't want, nobody cares how long it took you to fight it. They just want to see the picture of you holding it.
Yeah, that's true.
So what's going on out there, Dave?
It is absolutely spectacular, guys. The weather is flat, glass, calm here in Dana Point. I'm just loading up some sardines right now. We're going to go over to Catalina today and fish bass, bonita, and then hoop net tonight. Hoop netting's been good over at the island. It's not wide open by any stretch of the imagination, but it's good. Lobster fishing at Catalina, and the weather's spectacular. And there's plenty of bonita between here and there. And that bonita's anywhere from 2 to 10 pounds, depending on what school you get on. There's big spots of breezers, sonar marks. There's all kinds of bonita to catch at Catalina and on the beach. Rockfish fishing's really, really good right now. And then you got that stuff that Marcus and the guys are on down below. So once again, like we say every week, there's absolutely no reason to not go fishing. There's a lot of reasons to not go to work, but there's no reason to not go fishing.
Well said, buddy.
Yeah, no kidding. And fishdope.com, the guys at Fishdope have been on target for all of this fish, whether it's offshore, inshore, Catalina, San Clemente, inshore, along the coast, or up in the Channel Islands. They've got it all covered for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com by using the code HOOKUPNOW, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. What a great Christmas gift.
Good call.
To give somebody a year-long membership they'll remember every day of the year to fishdope.com. Hey, Dave, how do we get a hold of you?
Well, there's a couple different ways, guys. You can look me up on the web at yoursaltwaterguide.com, or you can give me a call at 949-374-0786. And I keep telling my deckhands, don't worry, guys, it's going to slow down. Well, it hasn't yet, and they're very upset with me because we've been going full speed, just like Marcus, for a long, long time here.
Yeah.
You'll get a day off at some point.
Yeah. You can,
maybe.
Yeah, you can rest when you're dead.
Okay, yeah, exactly. That's what I try to tell them all the time. But you know these millennials, I don't even know how you keep deckhands down there, Marcus. These kids nowadays do not want to work.
Marcus, yeah, telling me
it's a whole other subject. Yeah, indeed. Yeah, Dave, thanks a lot for that.
It's a different mindset.
Yeah. Oh boy.
Oh yeah, it's different. It's very different nowadays. Man, I remember getting my. Never mind.
Hey, Dave. Happy Thanksgiving.
We don't want to date ourselves.
Family, and happy Thanksgiving to your big daddy too out there, Don Hanson. And we'll talk to you after Thanksgiving next Sunday.
Yes, you will. Everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. Marcus, keep getting them. You might see me down there this week, maybe. I don't know.
All right.
It sounds good. Well, we'll be there Monday. So.
All right. Is there enough fish down there to fly the yummy?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
We didn't try it.
No, yeah, I can't fish bait. My guys would never be able to land one.
Thanks, Dave.
See you, Dave.
All talk right. to you next week.
All right. Bye.
Hey, you know, I wanted to mention... you know, he's talking about hooping at Catalina and stuff like that, and you know, hooping's been pretty good. I took Bryce Miller from
the
San Diego Union Tribune on Instagram as well as Facebook posted. So he'd never been hooping before, and I just wanted to do a shout out. We had a decent night, 10 bugs and good quality, but Bryce had never been hooped before. He loved it, and beautiful night, and we were using the ace line hauler as we always do, and he was like, I can't imagine doing this without the ace line hauler. I said, you know, Bryce, I would agree with you there. People actually pull them by hand. Can you believe that? He goes, no,
everybody else does.
Believe that. But he goes, well, how much does this thing cost? I said, well, it's not cheap. It's like $500. He goes, I'd pay twice that for this thing. Are you kidding me? To save all that? But yeah, ace line hauler is the stuff. So if you don't have one, seriously, if you like to hoop,
will just make your night so much more enjoyable.
Oh, no doubt about it, for sure.
And it makes your lobsters taste that much better.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, let's jump into the phones, right?
Phones are literally packed solid. Every single line we have is full. Everybody wants to talk to Marcus. Next up, we're going to talk to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys.
Hi, Tom.
Morning, Marcus.
Hello.
Question, Marcus. Are you guys handling these bluefin any differently than, you know, your smaller tuna earlier in the year? And my other question related to that is the fisherman's processing truck available, or do you have to actually make a call and get them down there to pick up your fish?
Are we handling the fish differently? I would say no, but pretty much anything over 40 pounds that we catch, we pretty much always gill and gut them so that they cool off. Faster, we bleed them and gill and gut them. So we really take pride in what your product looks like when it comes off the boat. If it's small fish, smaller than that, they cool off just fine even when they're not gill and gutted because the cross-section isn't so big. So they cool off fast enough that they end up in good quality. But anything over about 40 pounds, getting that belly cavity open, getting the hot guts out of there makes a big difference. And we certainly do that on all the big ones. We do it on all the medium-sized ones, too. And as far as fisherman's processing, I think you have to make a reservation with them. The other option is there is another company, Five Star. I have to admit I am one of the owners, so we are there whenever... we have requests, or if there's we're pretty much there all the time if there's a day and a half trip on the new Loanne. So that's always an option.
Yeah, and you have to make reservations, or they're always
just let
there
me know.
On the new Loanne.
Right. Just let me or Adam know, whoever's running the boat, and we'll be there.
That's awesome.
Whenever the boat gets in.
All right. Very good.
Evening, Tom, morning, whatever.
Such a great service.
Yeah, it's especially on these bigger fish,
oh,
it's
man.
Huge. And nowadays, you know, the way to legally fillet a tuna at sea, you only get the job about a third of the way done. And you can't do any more than that. You can't take the skin off. You can't cut a loin apart, so if you've got a loin from a 100-pound fish, you know, it's whatever it is, 3.5 feet long, it's impossible to put it in decent-sized bags, so it's you really can't take care of it right. So, and doing it back at the shop, it's the product is, it's night and day.
We mentioned that yesterday, that, you know, the amount of effort that one goes into catching a big fish like that, and then the amount of effort on the captain and crew's behalf of getting the fish processed properly, like you clearly just described. You spend a lot of time doing maintaining RSW temperatures. Like it's the final step that fish deserves. You know, when you're gonna harvest something that rad out of the ocean, like it really
absolutely
is. Like it's the final step that you need. And once you do that, now you've literally got a freezer full of awesome fish that you're going to get to enjoy for the next year. And there's just, there is no denying it that, you know, that if that fish goes into the slush bin and gets handled and is put into heavy bags and properly sealed, you know, you've got product that you're going to use forever. And I mean, I'm sure that there's a lot of us that are guilty out there of having a, you know, bloody, you know, freezer burn Ziploc bag that just gets chucked out, you know, afterwards. When sitting right next to it could
be
the
sucks. Storage. If you're going to eat the fish in the first couple of days, if it's filleted right away, keep it in bags, it's fine. It's delicious.
No doubt.
Hundreds of pounds of fish that way, it's great. But if you're going to keep it for any length of time, it's having it vacuum packed and properly taken care of.
Table ready.
Absolutely. Yeah. You cut the bag open, pat it off, and cut steaks out of it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It deserves it, no doubt about it. Tom, good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right, how about we jump back into the phone? This time we talk to Billy, who's calling us from Orange County this morning. Good morning, Billy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Rick, how you doing? I just texted you this morning, too.
I saw that. This is Billy Kelman, who did the seminar with us at Tackle Days, who's seen his more than his fair share of big tunas this year, for sure. Good morning, Billy.
Good morning, guys. Marcus, hello.
Hey.
Man, a long time big fan, been on your boat a few times too, so amazing work that you do out there. Really appreciate it, on and off the water. Here's my question for you. How long do you think these things will stick around with the water temperature being that they are and with the bait kind of hanging around?
I think there's going to be bluefin that stick around for a while. Whether they're going to keep biting or not, who knows? Like I said, bluefin are very unpredictable, but they're in a pattern right now where they're wanting to hang out in the Southern California Bight, basically. There's good food here. Water conditions are fine. It's 66 degrees where we're fishing. And there's bait around, several different kinds. So I don't see any reason for them to leave. I wouldn't be surprised if they slide down a little bit, like towards the banks there off Ensenada, but I don't see any reason for most of them to leave anytime soon, but, you know, who knows?
Bluefin.
They're notoriously unpredictable, but, you know, the way it looks like, I think they're going to – I'd be amazed if it's – I'm not going to be amazed. I would be surprised if there aren't opportunities to catch bluefin tuna for the next 12 months.
Wow.
Cool.
I like that.
Pretty cool.
Billy, what's your operation? You take people out fishing?
No, I do not. I do not. I just fish for fun, for leisure. And I've just been fortunate enough to be able to be on the water a lot. You know, I'm a big private boat fisherman, so definitely lucky to be able to go catch, you know, 100-pound, 200-pound, 300-pound tuna in a private boat in Southern California, you know.
I think Billy had one of, if not the best season of anybody out there fishing in a private boat. I mean, you know, success was undeniable. I mean, I don't know how many giant ones this year, but tons and tons and tons of them. And I think the thing that was so cool is especially, you know, Billy's so graciously doing a seminar with us there, you know, not a paid gig, not a sponsor guy, just a guy with a boat that is very accessible. He's got a 23-foot Parker Pilot house and went out there and fished his butt off all year long and caught a ton of big ones. So pretty awesome season, buddy.
Very cool. Thank you very much, and thanks for having me on. Hey, quick last question. What's your brand of choice for a hook, Marcus? We had another one break yesterday on the owners.
I use Eagle Claws.
Gotcha. Perfect.
Right. Very good.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, right. Billy.
Thanks, Billy. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Yamaha's Why Wait for Spring Fall Sales event is back. For a limited time, new 90 to 300 horsepower four-strokes include 6 years of limited warranty protection. And new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes get you up to $750 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends November 21st, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, so I'll tell you what. Our email blast is great. We just sent out a big email blast this week. Every other week we send out a blast. We don't sell our list or anything like that. If you want to get on our email blast list, go to the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com. Just click on the little box there and fill out your email address. We'll send it to you every other week. This week we had an article that I wrote about our Guadalupe trip on the Shogun. It's also posted on the front page of our website, hookup.com. 1090.com or letstalkhookup.com. They both work, so check that out on the front page of our website. But do sign up for our email blast, because next month you're going to be rewarded. Every week we're going to be giving away multiple copies of Bill Varney's CCA calendar for 2018. So if you're, all you have to do is just get on our email list and sign up, and we randomly will draw some winners and send you a calendar for next year's.
Pretty darn cool.
That calendar's great.
Yeah.
The CCA calendar. And,
yeah, Bill did a great job.
It's really, really nice. And the winner we announced yesterday for the Costa sunglasses claimed her prize.
Hey, so nice.
Congratulations.
Right on.
Mary out there, and glad you were listening to Let's Talk Hookup. Appreciate that. Speaking of our website, one thing you can always see on our website on our Angler's Table section is a great recipe from our buddy Yanni from fishermansbelly.com. He's got another one right here. Good morning, Yanni.
Good morning, gentlemen. God, good morning. What a great show. Good morning, Marcus.
Morning.
Pete, Rick. How you guys doing?
Thank you. Yeah, awesome. Thank you.
My recipe is so relevant to what we're talking about today. It's unbelievable. Guadalupe. So a good buddy of mine just got back from Guadalupe where they scored a bunch of tuna. And, of course, my deal with my good friends is they give me some fish. I give them a great recipe.
Right.
I went down to the processors and I got some fillets. I brought them into my freezer. I grabbed the fillet, and the processors always do a great job, by the way. But I grabbed the fillet, and it was like 2 to 3 inches thick. It was ungodly. And you look at that fillet, you know, in that vacuum bag, and you're going, how the hell am I going to cut this? What am I going to do with it? I thought about it, and I came up with a recipe that is going to help people with the same problem that I ran across. My recipe, believe it or not, I'm calling it the Fred Flintstone Tuna Kebabs. And the reason that I'm calling it the Fred Flintstone Tuna Kebabs is because my tuna kebabs are, the tuna on the kebabs are huge. They're 2 to 3 inches cubed. And that's really easy to cut from a really big fat fillet. Now, you're probably wondering, why did I do that? And here's the reason. There's actually two reasons. One is that when we grill or cook our tuna, it's always best seared. The reason is the more you cook tuna, of course it becomes dry and chewy and no one likes that. But even more than that, the more you cook tuna, the fishier it becomes. When you sear tuna perfectly, as I'm sure most people know, it's meaty, it's juicy. You almost feel like you've got filet mignon in your mouth. But grilling and searing your tuna to perfection is an art form, and it takes a little bit of practice. And this recipe will take you through the steps. And here's the beauty of this recipe. A fish kebab is usually meat, fish, and vegetables or fruits. And my recipe has got bell peppers and pineapple with those big chunks of tuna. And here's what happens. If your grill is operating at the proper temperature, and grilling temperature is 500 degrees and above, then you're going to be able to cook your vegetables and caramelize them and sear your tuna at the same time. Imagine if you had, were using small pieces of tuna on your kebab or on your skewer, and you had vegetables, and your grill is operating at 500 and less. Here's what happens. Everybody puts their fish on the grill, and they're waiting for that beautiful color, and they wait too long. And by the time you get the color on your grilled fish, you've overcooked it. So by using these big chunks of tuna on the skewers and a grill that's operating at 500 degrees and more, you're going to end up with perfectly seared tuna and caramelized vegetables so that when you sit down on the dinner table or the lunch table, you're looking at a beautiful meal and it's cooked perfectly. It's going to take a little bit of practice, but my God, it's an insane recipe.
Sounds great. And it's available at fishermansbelly.com right now. We'll have it up on our Let's Talk Hookup website at the Angler's Table section very, very soon. Yanni, once again, you did it great. How about
great job.
Tuna kebabs for Thanksgiving?
Well, tuna kebabs for Thanksgiving. And listen, I'm going to be at the computer all day today. So if you guys have any questions about this recipe or any other recipes, ask me either on my website, fishermansbelly.com, or on my YouTube channel, Fisherman's Belly Channel. Ask those questions today, and I will respond right away. I'm here to help you guys become great fish cooks.
All right. Good job, Yanni. Thanks a lot for the report and the recipe, and we'll happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Thanks, fellas. Have a great day.
All right.
Well, phones are packed up. We're jumping back in. How about this time we talk to Mike? He's calling us from Laguna Niguel. Good morning, Mike. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Marcus, you've been saying big circle hooks on everything for these big fish. What about putting circle hooks on flatfalls?
Yeah, I've seen people that have tried that. I can't say my sample size is big enough. I've seen a few guys do it, and then I've caught some fish on it. But we caught a lot of fish just going with bigger hooks on flatfalls and heavy line. So I think it's worth more experimentation. I personally haven't seen it used enough to be able to really make an informed decision on it.
All right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call.
What is the best way to re-rig, you know, to big fish ready one of those things? The big J hook on the bottom? Is it those swinging, you know, assist style hooks up top? What do you like?
I like that more assist hooks, almost the more the better.
More?
Big.
Like they come with big, two, you want more.
Well, at least a couple of big ones on the bottom. I've seen quite a few guys where they put a couple of big ones on top as well.
Okay.
And we've seen that work well. So that's, you know, it looks like a porcupine.
More is better.
Yeah. Well, get that one
but,
shaking around. You'll
exactly.
See, you know, you'll those other hook will grab on the... On the
right.
Tip of the nose, and the other one will be up parried in the gill plate, and then, you know.
I don't really like the idea of a big single J-hook. You know, when we used to fish a lot of big, heavy jigs with big J-hooks, you'd lose an awful lot of them when they stop and shake their head. It's just, I think they get a lot more leverage. I like those assist hooks, although I have seen a few of them where they've gotten bit off, where they'll abrade and cut off, even with a Kevlar or Spectra or whatever they are. It can happen, but it's not common. But the hooks that they come with, they're too small for these size fish, by far.
Okay. Even the 250s and the 200s.
What's that?
Even the 250s and the 200 flatfalls.
Yeah, they're not adequate.
Okay. All right. Good point. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hills and Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, Marcus, Pete, and Rick. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Doing good.
Hey, I'm here by Arco Island in Ventura. I've been surf fishing and a bunch of leopard sharks around my legs. But I'm looking at bait, and it reminded me of Greg Stotesbury yesterday. There's a bait ball bird school out there about a mile wide, about a half mile out. And he was saying how the undercurrent in the Southern California bite, you know, is pushing up. And the bait is so rich. So thinking about the bluefin we've had for 3 years here and all the other good fishing we've had here at the Channel Islands, 50-pound yellowtail, and we've had multiple halibut the last few years over 50 pounds. Do you guys hope that the bluefin are breeding age now and that this is going to be our resident population? Because I think they have been managing the commercial standards. And, you know, the MLPAs just really crowd us out fishing at the islands, man, get all the sea lions on us. The MLPAs, I don't think, are as effective as good management like Steve Crook and the trusted scientists, and I just think we need more of that, and less MLPAs, and look what responsible fishing is doing. We've invited in like a resident population of bluefin, maybe, I hope.
No doubt.
Well, there was a lot of questions there. As far as bluefin, they don't spawn here in the eastern Pacific. That's been pretty well documented. They spawn on the Sea of Japan. They come over as juveniles, and it's a feeding migration. About 20% of the population in an average year comes over here. A lot of them stay till they get almost a spawning size before they head back to Japan. Some of them, they're really highly variable. For whatever reasons, the conditions have been right here where they've been coming over, and most of them have been staying for an extended period of time is what I think is what's going on. But as they get bigger, they almost always start heading back towards the Sea of Japan. They head up the coast up to about Cape Mendocino. They hang a left, and they're in Japan 6 weeks later. So I don't think there's any resident population of bluefin tuna here. There's a population of them that hangs out for a few years, and that's going on for sure. And yes, I think the management that's been going on in the North Pacific on bluefin is huge. It's made a massive difference. The uncontrolled purseine fishing that was going on in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, it had a huge, devastating effect on them, really. I mean, they were... First few years, they were mainly targeting bigger fish. They just kind of worked their way down. They were catching a lot of small fish, and they never got a chance to grow up because they come over as young-of-the-year fish. They're about 10 pounds or even less than 10 pounds when they come over from Japan. If you catch them when they're 12 pounds in a purseine and can them or do whatever with them, you're not going to see any big ones.
They don't become 200-pounders when you take them when they're 12.
Exactly. Yeah.
And they never have a chance to spawn.
They certainly don't.
Yeah, for sure.
I have to admit, the ones that we caught on the Nilo N yesterday, they don't get a chance to spawn either.
Yeah.
They're all juvenile.
How big do they have to be?
They're, I think a small spawning size bluefin is up around 300 pounds, but some of them are bigger than that before they start spawning. And it does occasionally happen. It's rare, but it does occasionally happen that you get adults that make it over here to the Eastern Pacific, but it's a rare exception to the rule.
Rare deal. One point is, with our reduction of the two-fish limit on bluefin, certainly the Nulo N is not making an impact on the resource at a two-fish like a purseine boat would do in one set.
I would not say that we're not making any impact. I think I'm going to differ from probably a lot of my colleagues. I think that sport fishing has a significant impact on the resource. It needs to be managed. I think a two fish limit, I think, is a very reasonable limit. And I think doing that, I think our take is sustainable. I don't think it's unsustainable. And it's economically viable. I think it's a really good middle of the road. I think it's working well.
Yeah. Two fish is enough.
Yeah, it's plenty
two
appropriate
fish
amount of
is
fish.
Enough. It's an appropriate amount.
Yeah,
you know.
No doubt. Hey, thanks a lot. Good points, Hills. Appreciate the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to John. He's calling us from West Hills this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Hey, John.
We're doing well.
Great. Hey, Marcus, I had a question for you. It sounds like most of the fishing's gone more on the anchor. Is that pretty safe to say right now?
It was yesterday.
Could be different today, right?
It wasn't 2 days ago.
Yeah, it wasn't. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what tips do you have for, you know, these guys are all going to be running full here with 30 people or so. What tips do you have for fly lying possibly with 30 people? And, love to hear your comment on that.
It's tricky, you know, because you're fishing heavy line. It's not easy. I would say a real big tip is... There's going to be tangles. There's going to be times when guys wind your line in. Really be paying attention. And if it feels like it's going slack and you're not feeling that bait kicking, start winding right away. Or it gets really frustrating if you just start letting a lot of line out there and you don't feel it. But it's not easy. You know, fly lining 80 pound on its own, even if you're by yourself, it's tough to feel what's going on. It's one of those things that just takes practice. And it's really important to just keep your cool, because there's going to be times when it's frustrating. Just like who was the gentleman that just went on the searcher trip? It's going to... What's that?
Steve.
Steve,
yeah.
Right. It's... I think that's... You
part
know,
of
you,
fishing, right?
You got to stick with it. But the really important thing is to really try to pay attention where that line is going, and you're going to get wound in. So if you can get the feel for what it feels like when somebody else is winding in to change their bait and they happen to pick your line up, if you feel that and you start winding, you wind in the same time as him, you shake your bait off and you're fine. It's minimal. It takes you 10 seconds to undo it. If you don't notice it, and he pulls you in and throws it back out there with a big loop of spectra, you wind it in 10 minutes later, and it's a giant bird's nest, and nobody in the world can untangle it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and if it like you said, it's tougher to cast, it's tougher to feel, and you're fishing big line and heavy hooks and bigger reels, so your baits don't swim line off the reel as good. But blanketly pulling line off the reel and assuming that your sardine is going to swim a perfectly straight line is so not the answer either. I mean, you get frustrated because your bait's not swimming as well, but just blanketly stripping off.
It's not easy fishing. Yeah, it's hard. It's simple as that.
Indeed. Hey, hope that answers the question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up, we talk to Brad from La Jolla. Hi, Brad. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hello, you guys.
What's up, Brad?
Hey.
Hey, it's Rob. But I got to say, Marcus, you must have some Superman DNA because to be hang time that you have, impressive. What your schedule's been.
I agree.
Okay, my question is for you, Marcus. What have you seen when you guys got these things that these fish have been consuming? And also, how long have these people, when they hook up, has it taken them to pull them in as far as, reel them in?
What are they eating here lately? Sardines, of course.
Right.
Some market squid that we're seeing quite a bit of. Not so much red crab. But earlier in the year, there was an awful lot of red crab. Not as much of that here.
Market squid is back big time now, huh?
They were eating quite a bit of market squid yesterday.
Yeah, interesting. And they're seeing that up and down the coast, too. Greg Stokes
was
talking yesterday.
All that squid is moving in. You know, the squid fleet has had pretty good fishing here the last couple of weeks. So there's been bluefin are they're opportunistic predators. So whatever is around is what they're going to eat.
If you had a scoop of squid, live squid, and went down to the area you were yesterday, would that be beneficial, do you think, in that fishing?
You have to try it. I don't know. Sometimes it is. Sometimes you can't buy a bite on it. You just have to try it.
You want to talk about another frustrating thing to fish? You want to talk about a frustrating thing to fish with heavy line, fly line and a live squid with heavy gear?
That's tough.
Like taking a
But sometimes you get them on, big sinkers or whatever.
Take a Ziploc and put a little bit of water in it and just fly line that thing for a while. They swim about as good.
There you go.
Well, when there's a lot of current, it works well. But.
And like you say, sinker rigs is a big part of it, too. You can
attach
a small sinker, helps pull some line off your reel, helps keep you an angle.
Yeah. Very good. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing with Marcus. We're giving away a trip for next year on the new low end. You stay tuned. There's more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807. Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 19 stores and more to come throughout Southern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Great boats, free parking, and a fully stocked tackle shop. Just a few of the reasons Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top charter boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Eclipse, Apollo, Outer Limits, Pacific Star, Elgato Dos, Alexis, Pride, Privateer, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half, three-quarter, and full-day trips available. Check out the full-service tackle store at Seaforth Sport Fishing. And it's all run by fishermen for fishermen. 1717 Quivira Road, just off Mission Bay Drive in Mission Bay. Book online at seaforthlanding.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner going fishing aboard the beautiful new Lo-Ann is going to John in West Hills. John, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Marcus and Adam and all the boys.
Indeed. Hey, Marcus, Medak, new Lo-Ann sport fishing out of Point Loma Sport Fishing. Thank you for
taking the time
to come in. I know it's... you could be sleeping right now, which you need to be, but we're really,
excited to sleep right now.
Really appreciate
this
you taking
awesome,
the time
man.
To come in and talk to our people and fill us in on this history-making event that happened aboard the new Lo-Ann, and hopefully it will happen again tomorrow, right?
I sure hope so.
Yeah,
buddy.
Indeed. Well, somebody wants to ride a new Lo-Ann, there's a possibility you could get on next weekend, right?
Yes.
All right.
Friday night.
Friday night for Saturday fishing, day
yep.
and a half.
Yep.
All right, how do we do that?
Easiest is just pointlomasportfishing.com, and
right.
you can just book right there online, or you can call them the old-fashioned way with a telephone, and that's 619-223-1627.
All right. Good luck on the next trip, Marcus. Happy Thanksgiving to you, and we'll look forward to another phone call from on the water like you did yesterday. We appreciate you doing that for us, too.
That's awesome. Right. The summer, I forget when it's Saturday and Sunday sometimes.
I hear you, for sure. Well, thanks you for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all his hard work. Next Saturday, Captain Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star will be in the Mighty 1090 studios with us. Next Sunday, the one and only John Collins. Yes, the ultimate, we're keying him as the ultimate deckhand, which John is certainly that guy, is going to be in the studio with me next weekend because my partner, Rock Hard Rick, is going to be out of town for the next 3 weeks.
I know. Long range.
Royal Star. So thank you for listening today. Good luck to Rick.
Thanks, buddy.
And happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. And have a great one. And I'll be back right here with those great guests next Saturday and Sunday right back here on the Mighty 1090.